In a first, since the birth of this nation, the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, is in South Sudan, together with the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, leader of the Anglican Communion, and Ian Greenshield, the moderator of the Scottish Church. The religious leaders are on what they call a pilgrimage for peace in a country where fighting continues to kill and displace large numbers of civilians.
You are called to renew the life of society as pure sources of prosperity and peace so greatly needed for the sons and daughters of South Sudan. They need fathers, not overlords. They need steady steps towards development, not constant collapses.
South Sudan's leader Salva Kiir promised to resume talks with armed groups who did not sign the 2018 peace deal.
In honor of the Holy Father, Pope Francis' historic visit to our country and our declaration of 2023 as the year of peace and reconciliation, I am officially announcing the lifting of the suspension of the Rome peace talks with the holdout groups.
A day before this visit, several people were killed in central Equatoria State in violence between cattle herders and a local militia. South Sudan is a predominantly Christian nation. In the past, the church has played a huge role in resolving differences between different ethnic groups and political parties. Some people here hope this high-profile visit encourages their politicians to work towards peace. The church has been urging South Sudanese politicians not to return to war. In 2019, Pope Francis knelt to kiss the feet of South Sudan's previously warring leaders during a meeting at the Vatican.
Some years back, the churches were involved so much in the process that led to the independence of South Sudan. And then on that note, the church remained still focused on seeing that the people live at peace.
South Sudan broke away from Sudan to become independent in 2011 after decades of conflict, but long-lasting peace remains elusive. People frustrated by how long it's taking to implement the peace agreement have huge expectations. With so many crises happening elsewhere, they hope this high-profile visit reminds the world of the needs of South Sudan. Haruma Tasa, Al Jazeera, Juba.